Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I also put the question in the chat, but I was wondering if can you share, if anything, what effects the vaccine shedding may have on those of us who are in close proximity to the vaccinated, although we are non-vaccinated.
Gonna make you sick. The coronavirus, so-called COVID-19 virus, for the most part, is pretty harmless. I mean, we can get into a lot of details about it, but what we found out over the last year or so is that there's a 99% recovery rate from the viral infection. Now, the people who have severe illness from the viral infection, what causes those symptoms is the S protein, the spike protein that's on the outside of the virus. And it's that spike protein that adheres to the ACE2 receptors. So what I'm saying is that even the people who got sick from the COVID-19 virus itself, the part of the virus that made them sick was the S protein. So now, the people who got vaccinated, every cell in their body is now manufacturing the S protein. See, in the beginning, I had it wrong. I thought it was necessary for them to manufacture the whole virus in their body. I didn't understand that all of the pathophysiology was caused by the spike protein. So all of the vaccinated people are manufacturing billions, trillions of copies of this S protein. And it is in their breath when they breathe out, so other people can inhale it. It comes through the skin, so if you touch them, then you can be infected, not with the virus, but with the protein. Certainly body fluids contain the spike protein. I was looking at a report yesterday. I believe the number was 905 babies who were being breastfed by vaccinated mothers have died. And the cause of death is overwhelming inflammation, because that's what the S protein does. It causes inflammation throughout the body. It adheres to the ACE2 receptors. The ACE2 receptors are found on the inside lining of blood vessels, arteries and veins, and certainly inside the lining of the heart. There is no part of the body that does not have blood vessels. So there is no part of the body that does not have ACE2 receptors. So wherever there are ACE2 receptors that interact with an S protein, there you will have severe inflammation. That inflammation can do many things. So 86% of young people who are vaccinated, they begin to have inflammation in the brain. And of course, they experience what's called migraine headaches and other symptoms related to brain function, and also behavior changes. If the inflammation is in the heart, that's called myocarditis. And many young people are suffering from myocarditis. What they don't know, because they haven't been told yet, the end point for myocarditis is a heart transplant. Their heart muscle is being destroyed. So wherever the inflammation is in the liver, how about the spleen, which manufactures blood? And so one of the long-term, not so long really, but one of the not immediate effects of the vaccination process is the destruction of the ability to make blood. And then the blood that is in the body is affected by the fact that the spike protein itself is magnetic. Not only is it an infectious protein, and you can look this up, infectious proteins are called prions, P-R-I-O-N. So the S protein is a prion, an infectious proton, protein. But not only is it infectious, it's magnetic. And so people who have been vaccinated, they become magnetic. So it's like the X-Men. There was a character called Magneto, and he could attract things through magnetism. And of course, we've already talked about Yakub playing with steel and putting magnetic in one piece of steel and not in another piece of steel. And so that's what's taking place with the vaccine and more. In Europe, for example, there have been listed officially over 10,000 deaths directly attributed to the vaccine and hundreds of thousands of injuries in Europe and similar figures here in the United States. So now your question was, what happens to the unvaccinated person who is in the vicinity, in the same room, in the same environment, in the same workplace, in the same classroom as someone who has been vaccinated? Well, everything that I said happens to the vaccinated person will begin to happen to the unvaccinated person because, in fact, they aren't unvaccinated. They inhaled the S protein. I mean, if you want to call that a vaccine, but you inhaled the S protein, or you absorbed it through your skin, or you had contact with body fluids from the vaccinated person. So that means that the S protein, which is infectious, that causes all of the pathophysiology throughout the body, is going to affect you in exactly the same way as a person who actually rolled up their sleeve and got the shot. Now, one other point, I'm talking about the spike protein, but according to Dr. Mikovits, she says not only is the spike protein airborne, see, that's why you have the sniffer dogs now, because they're sniffing what's in the air. But she says that there's a microRNA fragment that is also airborne. So now that would make it even worse. It would be bad enough just to inhale the spike protein, but if you're also inhaling the mRNA, well, that's the alien programming. So, I tried to give you a complete answer to your question. The actual answer, what should you do to avoid all of those nasty complications? You have to avoid vaccinated people like the plague because they are the plague. The disease is not the virus anymore. We thought it was. But the virus was just the carrier of the S protein. And so now, with 150 million vaccinated people, you don't need the virus anymore. The vaccine will spread itself.
Fantastic. Very comprehensive, Dr. Ali.
I mean, it's not pleasant reporting. See, I understand. What I'm saying is devastating. Devastating. You see, but there's no easy way to say it, and we have to confront the truth. Now, what I've noticed, and I had to invent a term to describe what I'm seeing in people. When they hear this kind of information, they go into a state, a psychological state, that I call agitated denial. See, denial is I pretend I didn't see, I didn't hear, I don't know. And I go about my normal business like I don't know anything new. I didn't hear anything. Everything's the same. I'm getting back to normal. Right. I'm not going to claim it. I'm not going to buy into it. Maybe you have some, my lucky star is going to save me. You see, people go into denial. But it's an agitated denial. Agitated meaning that what you heard is so disturbing to your spirit that you can't deny it.
Right.
It won't let you sleep. It won't let you go about your normal business. It won't let you visit the people that you want to visit and do the things that you used to do. But yet and still, the agitation doesn't lead you to full confrontation of what needs to be done. So most of the people, Brother Minister, you know, who are listening to this broadcast right now, what is their mindset? They're interested spectators.
Right.
They're not interested in doing anything.
Right.
They might be inspired enough to do something to save their individual lives. I'll buy a bottle of that Paxamune, brother. I'll look up that protocol on your website. But if the agenda against us is the depopulation of the whole planet. How is me picking up a single bottle of Pax Immune going to defeat that? These people are united in their agenda against us. Why are we so divided? Yeah, people will attack me. Like I did a program yesterday, put the video up, and people want to attack my credibility, my credentials. So you know what I answered? See, they're defending Anthony Fauci. Well, now, here's a guy, when he had to explain HIV 30 years ago, he invented some theory called green monkeys. Now here he is 30 years later, somebody wants him to explain what's happening with COVID-19. Now he invents a bat suit theory.
Right.
And you want to laugh at me?
Right.
Now I've been to Africa. I've been on safaris.
Right.
I never saw a green monkey.
Right.
I saw black gorillas. I saw brown chimpanzees. I even saw pink flamingos.
Yes,
I ain't never saw a green monkey.
Right.
But here the great Anthony Fauci claims that this whole global epidemic called HIV was caused by green monkeys.
Right.